All right, today is November 20, 2025. This is the meeting of the limited meeting for the Hawaii Historic Places Review Board. And it is around 9:15, 9:20. And we are going to the first site, the Iwao Mikaki Residence at 2035 Wilhelmina Rise. In attendance is Bill Chapman, Graham Hart, and Adrienne Truluck, and Brianna Schmidt and Mary Kodama are the Shipti staff. And Axel will be showing folks around, and he's a nominator.
Hi, Axel. Hey.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
So yeah, this is the Miyake Residence. Do you guys want me to talk about it, or?
Sure.
Because we have a slideshow tomorrow too, right. I think. So I want to make sure that there's not too much redundancies. But yes, so this is 1957. There's an awesome pop house nearby, I think. Yeah. You probably know about it. It's completely changed.
Oh.
So she said it's up the road. And there is actually the senior nursing home up there, which was at Fisk, Osterpoff, and it's very associated architect.
That's the old castle estate.
Yeah, so there was an addition that Philip Fisk did actually up there. But basically, Wilhelmina Rise, I don't need to explain much about Wilhelmina Rise, I assume, because you probably know it better than I do. It's named after the shipping company, kind of like narrative from what I remember. But the residence itself, like it sits here on the south hill slope, as you can see, has a small little front yard that has a bit changed lately, partially, but I mean the trees are still like where it was, like nothing has changed. I've been here a couple of times. I've been here before the new owner bought it, and now again since they bought it, and I think you've been here probably once. Yeah. Some updates have been made since we filed the report, but they're all in a faithful narrative because the building was a bit run down when the owners bought it. Like it had been remodeled, but not in a very good way. So now there's some actual restoration happening. There's some underpinning of the foundation happening currently. That is just because like the sliders start not working anymore.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Important. Yeah.
And so they have been very careful and very invested. I've been to a degree involved in that. Yeah. So it's been going on. So here you see this little niche who used to be the original electrical panel that has long been removed. Like I don't know when it was removed. The guardrail that's on the side, I'm not sure when it was installed. It's probably not original in my opinion. You guys want to look at the outside first or the inside first?
So the paneling on this beam, is that a
little? That's all original. Okay. The paint job is a different story. I don't think this had a paint job originally. I think it was exposed redwood, but that was already so when I first saw it. So it had always this brownish gray color. Typically, Price used to like to play figure ground with the high contrast with his window profile to the wood. And he liked to expose the wood and rather set accent colors, which you will see then a bit coming forward. This is one of his later residences, like later phase, let's call it. It's the beginning of the later phase, actually, 1957. The building was officially, a notice of completion in the newspaper was 1958, January 1958, but the building itself was designed 1957. We have a few sheets of the original set. Not all of them, unfortunately. That's why the restoration is a bit trickier. But we do have like half of the set, it's stamped April 57, I think. Yeah. And so it must have been built pretty much during 57.
These storage rooms, are they later?
They are original. Yeah.
Even though those plywood.
He used plywood. I'm not sure if the siding is originally, but I know he had originally storage. Okay. Here. I can walk you. Why don't we walk around here first and then walk inside the building?
Okay.
I don't know, we have about half an hour, right? Maximum, right?
Yeah.
From what I recall. But that's good. So there's been some, yes, please follow me. There's been some updates, but partially because everything that was fire, you know how it goes like this. So, but this is exactly how it used to be. I'm gonna go outside first, okay? You gotta guide me a bit around, so you can see it maximizes more or less like the footprint of the lot, which is don't recall exactly, but
doesn't seem in keeping.
We have no understanding of what the original garden looked like because I have no plan.
Okay.
So I know that the stone retaining wall is original that I've seen from the foundation drawings, but anything else like guardrail or something like this is likely not going to be original because it doesn't fit your Chrysler style. I'm pretty sure it was part of that. It does not look new, but like in the 80s, have been some changes that have now been kind of like undone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's that.
So you think this rail is that?
That's not original.
That's what I was gonna say of the 80s.
That's kind of exterior. Slats which are now required in like quite usually used horizontal rail. Which you don't see that we started the story in the adaptation. So here you see the building we're gonna walk. It has a very funky kind of like elevation here with this keying out and stepping out narrative. The yard is as it is original. There was nothing ever much done to it. Yeah, so there's not much landscaping by itself. This area also was original. The deck itself is, as I noted in my commentary, is not original. Yeah, mm-hmm. It used to be just a lawn.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not attached to the building. It's just attached to the concrete slab. Yeah. But generally, like there's been some restorations going on. There's been some restorations going on, mostly just because windows wouldn't open or move and were kind of like altered in the change. And then some screens have been added on for insect protection. That's pretty much it, but it has a sister building, basically a 1954, the Paul Leong residence, that is already on the registry. But it looks still different. I was gonna point that out tomorrow. I'm gonna walk you up now here, so we can basically walk from the bottom up into the building. If you can get in.
My house.
Construction is pretty straightforward, right? It's a
CMU
in the basement, the ground floor area, and then it's a regular slab construction with a redwood siding, actually. And my opinion, like as typically for price. The redwood siding was exposed and was not painted, typically. I'm pretty sure the original paint of the window frame was a lighter color. He liked to do like either some nicotine or white. I haven't figured out how to restore it. The exterior is not yet even talked about in like the repair work that has been addressed, because as you know, it's very costly to do stuff here. This is all as it was found, so this is pretty cool original here.
Like straight on concrete?
Yeah, it looks like it, huh?
Shot creek.
Over CMU.
It's like a shot creek, there's some
shot. Yeah.
Yeah, he used that though a couple of times. Yeah, it's not unusual. He liked to use new materials and that.
So it was popular during a war.
Yes, exactly. It became actually popular. It was invented during the war, from what I remember.
Military engineers love
Yes, I know. I found that out just also recently. So here, this has been recently restored. So this facade, in the photos you see there's still a slider in here, like a Milgard slider originally. So this has been now faithfully restored because we have the elevations and the drawings for it. So now there's those louvers now back, which was a bit of a hard thing. There used to be, this came out a bit. This guardrail has been restored. Also, it has been freshly supported because it was sagging, but fairly faithfully, I think, within the language of the building. And the the steel beam is originally that ran through here. The enclosure, I think, is a later date enclosure of the lower lanai. I think it was an open lanai originally. That's hard to tell because we don't have any original photos. That's the only downside on this building. I can only work off of drawings, like, in order to understand, like, what's original and what's not.
The wire horizontal with the original?
It didn't have any wires at all. Like, it was just open panels. Yeah.
So the baby could just...
Yes, exactly. And this is technically not to quote either, but, like, within the range of aesthetics. It used to also be only a 26-inch tall guardrail. Yeah, that's not legal either anymore. So currently what you see here is the underpinning effort going on here. We have there's some soil movement going on, and this all started dropping down quite a bit. And so now, in order to make sure that everything slides properly, they're underpinning currently. But again, as you see, it's mostly faithful operations here and just like technical restoration. This line here, this concrete line, this is to be the original thing.
And then
it was just long. Yeah.
So
you can see like none of this stuff is really intrusive by itself. It's just like added on. Yeah.
It's a lot of sistering took place in the recent repairs with them.
Yes, like the lights are new. The lights are new.
But the sistering of the joints.
Yes, that had to be happening because there was no other option to do this unless you just take the entire upside of the building apart because it's a great strength. Yeah. So that's what has had to happen here. I'm not sure if you can get in there from here. Yes, we can. We're coming in from the bottom. Please, shoes off, please. That's the only requirement.
Of course. Yeah.
So they have construction paper down. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just partially because like the workers are working on the foundation, and I will tell you a few more things. And you can see there's also still some glass panels that are coming in. So this used to be, as I said, an open lanai, so the AC is new. And this entire bathroom area used to be an open storage, like a shop area. That I don't know when this happened. My guess is in the 80s, given from the original look. It was kept right now because of the location of the electrical panel, basically. There's like, otherwise you have to move everything around. There's just no way around it. But even here, like there's a sensible kind of like new building. No, there's none of that was
not
here.
Original,
no, I have a strong feeling it came in the 60s or 70s based on the way it's built.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not original. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have any record of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it goes. Yeah, like unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But the bathroom is brand new, but you can see there's. Keeps in line with the price language, even with the slanted drawers and everything. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that price really loves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the color scheme is also a representation of it. And I'm gonna walk you a bit through here. So here we have this story. Well, yeah, there was actually a vinyl floor even on top of it then, but like there was no way to restore the apitong anymore.
What was there?
Apitong. Apitong is, I think, a mahogany type. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a Brazilian
tropical
hardwood. But it was just gone, basically, right? So, and there's a office out there. So basically, only the
but so it was like cabinets and they opened it? And
it was actually all open.
Oh, it was open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this is now like within the spirit addition. But here you can see like all the interior is still fairly original. They're trying to find how to replace some of this stuff, you know, as you can tell. And they're trying to.
So I've got a guy for that.
Yeah, yeah. No, you got a guy for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, even the fabrics are like there's an effort to get back to that quality again. The wood itself, as you can see, is actually, I thought it was originally whitewashed, but it's actually bleached. It turns out, also a common technique from the era back then. The craftsmanship is, as you can tell, this is Han Bannister, the owner, actually.
Hi.
So who's the dog?
Hi. You like your friend.
And it is, it's, you know, it's like it's this open indoor-outdoor kind of like vibe that mm-hmm. has in, and like a studio. This is used to be a bedroom, but it's now a studio, but you can see with the shochu sliders, it's part of it. This bedroom has recently been redone, partially because it was completely altered. When it had this very ugly marble 80s vibe in it, but now it has got back the original kind of like look as much as we could restore it. The tiles are brand new, but within the color scheme that would be typical back then.
Yeah.
The shower used to be a stainless shower originally, but that was, I think, pretty much rusted, red, and gross from America. So it and you can't find those high stepping.
Yeah. It was
one of those stainless step-in showers. Yeah.
It was just the basin, or was it the full?
No, it was just the basin. It was like it was exactly like this.
Right.
It was
right.
High, and then it was like a square basin, and stainless, and
but not full height.
No, I don't think it was
no,
not full height.
It's the same height as the.
As it is right now. Yeah, it was the same height. Yeah.
Cool.
So this is all original still.
Yeah.
Like, so there was a huge effort to restore as much as could be restored.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly there was tile here first, and it was just not possible anymore. And here this panel also needed to cover up some of the rot that was happening underneath it. And but the rest of it, the tiling work is very well done, and the color scheme is within the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Period language, so it's very faithful. These are all like original cabinets here, and when you step in here, you have the lower bedroom here, and all the original, and just some repair work around the windows here, and you can see like how much sometimes it still takes here because there's quite a bit of rot and things going on.
Are there any original light fixtures?
Original light fixtures,
yeah,
but I think Han has been doing a lot of research on getting some really nice lighting fixtures coming in. This window, interestingly enough, and the window above, I have no idea if it was original. It doesn't show up on the drawings, but it's so nicely built in with the built-in, so we have a strong feeling that it happened basically on site. A change on site, and it was built in, and it's a really beneficial window as you can see. I mean, the view
like
is stunning.
Like, you would want a window like that.
Right,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, again, this nice cross breezes going on through the rooms. Here we have a drywall ceiling. I think it was a Canek ceiling or originally. I'm pretty sure, but as you guys know, Canek is not a very healthy kind of like surfacing material due to its asbestos content, and so I'm pretty sure it has been replaced. But this has happened all way before the current owner took over, from what I understand. And let me take you a story up. The floors are kind of mirrored. It's an L-shaped floor plan. So this stairwell itself is more or less original. The only thing that changed was actually the previous owner had put a fixed panel on the bottom that has been now faithfully been restored to the glass panel.
Was it like a plexiglass?
This is the original glass.
Oh,
this is original.
Oh.
This was just brought back in to match the original narrative. The door is not original.
And this is
a vent, yeah, because it used to be venting to the lanai, to the shop here. Now it goes right there. You can see through it. Actually, it's like beautiful like detailing work that Price loved to do. And here you can see also still some of the original flooring here.
So the new floor really matched the floor.
Yeah. So the floor. No, it's. Yeah, Acetone had always a strange color, so it ages different, and it was a bit darker when once you finish it, then it gets lighter.
Yeah,
you know.
They have
But here you can see again, like this is this the nice hallway that we have, and in this case we have a much. Again, all the built-ins are fairly original. I mean, they actually are original. Yeah, not fairly. 100% original. And here you can see like what the bathrooms have been changed to. This is the one that is not yet remodeled.
Yeah.
So there is still some. There's still some original cabinetry, but countertops, marble walls, etc., etc., is not the way it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's interesting to see the before and after.
Yeah, and see like even like the way they started painting here and stuff like this is not the way it was intended.
Mm-hmm.
So that is being also tackled. And here you see the current master bedroom again with built-in originals. You can see that the ceiling here is exposed, like the rafters are exposed. It's beautifully done, actually. And it's, yeah, it's a beautiful, and I love stuff details like this. Yeah, right? And that's luckily all survived. Yeah, that's what you can see. There's a few things that needed to have replacements, but just again because of decay and tropical environments. And I love this residence, partially from the interior. It's so nice, original, which is rather rare with a price house. Yeah, that you get to see fairly intact original interiors, and that has like a 70-80% degree of originality still, which is pretty good for a price house in my opinion,
yeah.
For most houses actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can see there's a massive. It has a great view to yeah.
I see why you put a window in here.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. Right? Yes, you would. Yeah.
So it wasn't in the original elevation.
It's not in the original elevation drawings.
It's just a solid wall here.
Yeah, but like the way.
Well, yeah, it was cabinet.
It was cabinets original plan for.
That would be a waste.
I mean,
of
have a strong feeling that given the way the built-ins look like, this it must have happened on site.
Yeah.
It must have happened on site.
Must have built up to here, and then they're like, oh.
Yeah, this, you know, this and you know the way Price worked, he did like 130-something residences in 20 years, so this means like he did about 6 to 10 residences a year. So I'm pretty sure he was there a lot on site and didn't put everything in drawing. We don't have ever, like typically with Price, I've never find any notes on his material schemes or anything, so it's mostly faithful reconstruction from old photos, or in this case, luckily original. Yeah.
Six a year. Like
the cabinets are built on site because downstairs the drawers in the bathroom are not equal. They're not even. So they're different sizes.
Yeah, he was very nice. Well, he had very good craftsmanship. Price was one of those people who loved working with Japanese woodworkers, even though this was kind of like a thing not to do back in the day, because after the war, there was like still the Japanese scare going on, as you guys know, and Price didn't care much about it. Yeah, so he hired exactly the people that he knew from before the war, and so you can see a lot of Japanese craftsmanship in the buildings actually. Yeah.
So what goes on with the roof above the ceiling? Is there a separate roof structure?
Here?
Yeah.
It's the entire roof itself is kind of like a butterfly roof, like it slopes with the ground slope, yeah.
Sure.
And then it levels out here, and here we have like a slightly tapered runoff, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. But this isn't the immediate undersurface of the roof.
That's
is
the roof. Deck.
That's the roof.
Really?
Yeah. So these are the roof boards, and then this is the roof boards, and then there might be some thin sheeting on top of it, and then he had sometimes a product that was Tropicool, I think, was one of his products.
Nice, they're doing it stained quite often.
Yes.
Well, and it's interlocks.
Yeah, you see everything.
Yeah.
No, it's, so in terms of most of the Price houses, he built affordable houses. Yeah, like the cost of a house, the price was in the $15,000 to $30,000 typically back in the days. Yeah, I know. Don't even get me started. This one was actually a bit of pricey, partially because it's a large house and it has the hillside component to it. But it is amazing what he achieved for let's, I wouldn't say low income, but for middle class kind of like clients. The client was originally a professor at the UH Manoa. He was actually a quite known radiologist there, like who would, an astronomer basically, who would send out radio signals into space and monitor radio signals from space. And he moved in. It's Ibao Miyake was the original owner. It's hard to tell when the change happened. Han, was the previous owner was a chef, I think, or something?
Yeah, caterer.
Caterer, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the, like, the trims work, and even cabinet, it's not pictures, it was supposed to be all of this, and or whitewash, or
bleach,
and then they stained it. It's not a picture of, like, a guy stained
it. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So that's where you find it in a way. But then I think this is very exciting to see this. It's a very simple L-shaped house, actually. You see, it's like very, very rationally organized. Yeah.
Because the one we saw on Manoa,
with the button that turns on the light.
Because the one we saw in Manoa, we couldn't. It opened, but it felt like a force was trying to push it open. The newspaper is a little old too.
Which one was the one in Manoa?
Not on Manoa, on the Tantalus.
Oh, Tantalus. The round top building. That is the. I know which one it's. Mint green house, red. Yes.
You've seen that, like hairpin.
Yeah, that's like a slightly. Yeah, I forgot what it was called. Escapes
me. Had a bunch of alterations to the outside.
Had a new roof actually.
The windows were replaced.
Yeah, but the interior looked pretty good, except that it was all whited out. Like, but let me walk you through the rest of the building, please. So the deck has been refinished. Yeah, it was not in the best shape. Yeah. This is how it used to look like.
A little shiny 80s.
This is not original. This is clearly not original, as you can tell. I mean, at least the tiles are not. Yeah, but.
Removable.
Same happened with the kitchen. Even though the layout of the kitchen is original. Yeah.
Right.
But the countertop is not anymore. Like this entire area has been replaced, and there's now an effort to restore while making it a practical modern kitchen. That's going on. These have been now replaced to the original. This used to they somehow put always panels on the bottom, right? This and now they put back the glazing on the bottom here. I love this kind of stunning living room here.
It's
beautiful. So I'm not sure when the shade on the exterior came in. This I think these are privacy shades mostly for the
right.
Neighborhood. They don't show up in the original drawings. But no, that's fine. But I have a strong feeling they came relatively early on. Yeah, given the way they're done. But the upper louvers is all original, like the glazing, and even the sliders, I think, are still original, yeah? So it's very rare to see aluminum sliders from that time period, too. As I said, he loved using newer technologies and materials, and you see that sometimes in those little... Here, when you look very carefully, this cabinet used to come out at some point further, like I think until here-ish. If I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah, I think it lines up right here with the post, and it's lost.
It made the house really small.
But it created kind of like this privacy moment between living room and kitchen. But that is obviously not. Well, this was already removed way.
No,
it was
school hat. It was school hat. Yeah, and it was removed ages ago. I'm not sure.
It removed.
So the floor was redone at that point.
Yeah, the floor. I think the floor. You've refinished the floor recently. Yeah, because like in the past, you could see better the stains of the cabinet. Yeah, you see it a bit, but it used to come out. Quite until here, something like this. So it's nothing you can do about it. It's also hard to get the craftsmanship for these type of things going back again. And I don't think the door is original. Quite honestly, the glazing here is actually original.
That's a great
one. I know, I love this kind of little details here. No, I don't think so in this case. I don't think he had one. It doesn't show up in his drawing. He doesn't do it on everything, and that is mid-50s. That in mid-50s, he gave up on some of those moments, too.
Yeah, because the house up in Panelist had the flat door.
He has this in a lot of houses, like the one-inch slit, basically.
Yeah.
But I don't think he had it here. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it in the drawing. Partially also because he has a lot of glazing around it, probably. So this is basically, and I don't know if he had in the drawing, he had here like a little light installation in the back, or a light installation in the back. I don't think it ever was built. I don't see any dowels or anything in the stone. You don't see any really changes in the rafters where it would meet the other wood. So I doubt that it was ever built. It just shows up in the drawing.
When the mirror of that, one of the panels would move, and then we had it restored or replaced, and so we're able to push the panels all the way back.
That's great.
Kind of cool.
That's pretty much, as you can see, this. In order to get this fully restored, it's another sort of effect. There's an effort here going on with that. A faithful effort, in my opinion, to bring it back to its original qualities as much as can.
You did one of his drop kind of things?
No, in this case, no, because he had the louvers open here. This was an open kitchen. Like, this is actually funny, we have the original kitchen elevations. This is how it was, just the handles are new.
Yep.
I think the uppers changed their spacing.
They're the original?
Yeah. The countertop, like the island, is not original anymore. Yeah. It had like actually cabinets built in that you can access. Front and back side. And it was higher up. It was a 42-inch one. Yeah, so it had like a little shoulder kind of like coming up here. Not practical for today's use anymore. But that was the original. The countertop was, I think, stainless. We don't know.
No, he did laminate.
It was a laminate countertop. Yeah. But yeah. So Price had different attitudes towards that always. Like in the Stevenson residence, I think you're gonna see later, the kitchen is still original, but that's also like 6 years earlier. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that door part of the original?
I don't think so. I'm not. I have a strong feeling that he kept this all open originally.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But this must all have happened very soon after the first people moved in. And Han, you said this house was actually there already when it was built. So.
So they probably moved in and were like neighbors.
Yeah. Exactly. Something like this. So it's and there's no documentation of this, so it's hard to tell when it happened exactly. You can just tell from the age of the hardware that it is not from the 80s anymore. Yeah, so it's like. Yeah.
But you think that these?
These are original. These are original. Yeah.
So they matched it more or less.
Yeah, that was the. I think that was the original narrative, and you can see also like it's the original handrail portion. You can see underneath here still. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a lot lower.
And obviously this would not meet code anymore, so you have to do something different these days. And also like you don't wanna have people fall off. Yeah.
Sure.
It's usually a consideration.
It's a good argument, I think.
Well, things like the wire, that's unobtrusive, right? So it's like.
What are you going to do? Like, you can put glass in it or you can put wire in it, pretty much, right?
I think wire is less visually interesting than glass.
I would say so, too. Yeah. No, I think this is... And you can see now here the windows, like, they are boxed out, like, together. So they fit within the language of the building. But, again, like, I think this came relatively late in the... during construction. Yeah.
Good choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's it has a butterfly roof officially, yeah. So you can see this here where this slopes and then it levels out here. Yeah. Yeah, one of those few butterfly roof houses that Christ used to love to do. And also, like, it's also very interesting that he actually chose to slant the building in line with the slope, which is also very unmodern in many terms, yeah, because Christ was mostly focused on situation with sight and views and stuff like this. So that's why I also feel like this placing really happened when they were on site and started realizing you have actually a pretty amazing view here. Mm-hmm. And it is a beautiful view, right?
I would say, yeah, it's
not. And by the way, this is Wade Bannister. He's also co-owner, Wade and Han Bannister. They all this thing.
Yeah,
sorry, I introduced you very, very, very sloppily here. My apologies.
Yeah, and what are your dog's names, sir?
Yeah, that's the important part. This is Sprinkle.
Amigo.
Oh my God.
Thank you for having us to your place. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I love this building. I was really stunned when I saw it the first time and took some pictures of it. That's where you see the most of the photos in the documents also.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really, it's a really, and it's great that you guys bought it too. Just be very interested in getting as much of original reads to the building back again. Expensively, okay.
Restoration's not.
Yeah,
something hard.
Not easy.
It's also hard to find people that can appreciate work. So we're doing some of the staining and testing it out.
Yeah,
well,
that's challenging for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think the glass? The transom?
The transom is a I think it is a steel transom.
Yeah.
This is all. It's all there. This was all
yeah.
How it used to be.
I was wondering if it
was
metal.
I think it was like what it was. Like, I think he treated this just like figure.
That's
good. He keeps datums. You can see, like, he keeps the datum of the kitchen counter going through here, and then he switches here to the read of the roof.
Much
like in the kitchen as well. This is all, and even the louvers are kind of like full on top. Like, so he played with different wood qualities here, exposing different wood qualities also. But most of it is redwood, as you can tell, and it's not refined redwood, so it's not like the highest quality of redwood, but it gives its own little textural quality and reed here that is very attractive, in my opinion. One thing I don't know, I don't think it was painted originally, the CMU wall, that would also be rare, but that has happened long before you moved in.
No, I think the previous owner says that the original owner...
Yeah, I don't. He used to keep it fairly exposed, but because everybody does exactly this, because you see, lit in every house that the original stone brick is painted over, so there might be the perception coming out like this. Yeah.
So this ceiling was always part of it as well.
Yeah. Nothing is really touched. I mean, the light fixtures have been changed at some point. Yeah. Probably when the kitchen was redone. But other than that, my guess is that he had tenants, and he loved like those hidden lights on top. That's something we should want to point out. That's also very priced, like those soffit lights, and indirect lighting a lot of it. Yeah. So, one thing I forgot to point out, of course, what is also very typical for Price is the window ribbon in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So the kitchen becomes a very open, attractive place.
With me, it's just a little too low
A little bit of, well, because he didn't have the appliances at the height that we have it now these days. Yeah. So, and also people were shorter. He was actually tall. Price was taller than me, actually.
You have to say maybe for you.
No, you and I, it's like Price was, I think, 6'4", actually.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a very tall guy. I have some photos of him where he stands with Dalin Conrad, and like he's literally two heads taller than Connie Conrad. And but yeah, he was a very tall guy, and he had crazy hair going on and everything.
So like 6'7".
Something like this. Like he was imposing, yeah, as a person, as a figure. But yeah, so the window ribbon was very much a signature move of Price always, to open up the kitchen as much as possible to the outside as well. Because he considered this also like an not just a workspace, but actually a social space, like the hearth of the building. It's very Viennese in many terms, but the open kitchen is much more coming from Frank Lloyd Wright, I think, who he admired.
And so these cabinets are obviously replaced, but were they replaced?
No, they are the same original. The handles, like the door handles, are not.
Okay.
And it was probably exposed.
Okay. Yeah.
Wood.
The interior, interesting.
Any pictures of the original knobs? You know, the original
knobs.
There were, I don't
think.
There's a push like the roll.
Yeah, and the drawers are very, the drawers you should check out also. This is very typical Price also, like you have the louvered drawers,
oh, yeah,
so you have holes on the bottom,
uh-huh.
So no knobs. If you would do knobs, you would do very expressive large knobs, typically. Yeah.
Did he also...
You love this, right?
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Chamfered the inside.
I know. You can't get this unless you spend a lot of money these days. Yeah.
There's furniture that had the same kind of drawers like this, but they don't have a chamfer.
I saw the chamfer at the Fry House, the Fry House in California, which is 10 years later than that one, pretty much, or actually a few years later than that one, but...
This is smart.
Yeah, I love these type of drawers. They're not cheap to make, and this I do know.
The new wing and the volcano house was not Price, of course, it was somebody else, but they had the same.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was a thing in the 1950s, and Price turned it into very much a signature move in his kitchens and cabinetry in general. But also because he had really good craftsmanship too, available, affordable at the time. It's great, right? It's like I love how the datum continues here into the glazing, like this reveal on top, and it continues a bit into the glazing, and then he takes the slant, which has the same slant as the roof has, and so there's like all these weird details that I get very geeky about.
Well, it looks like a lot of different things from it, but there's a lot of harmony too, which is
yeah. Well, you see this also here in the lanai, like where he plays with stepping the datum from
undercut
here, and then he steps down to a different datum here, and he does the same here. So he plays this out a lot. There's a lot of Europeanness in this, because this all this refined interior stuff. That's a very much a language that came out of the Central Europe, particularly Vienna, where this material plan, realm plan, narrative, space plan, narrative became very popular. Mm-hmm. And Price just grew up right in this and never had a master training himself, but like he adopted this somehow for himself. Because back in Vienna, he used to only do furniture. He had never built anything in Vienna. Because he just basically finished his studies, and during his studies, he worked for a construction company, the largest one in Austria, actually. And then he built furniture while he was being ousted as being half Jewish. And that kind of like became then very important for his first employer here, Dalin Conrad, who, as you guys may know, is very famous streamlined like then architect. But Price was the interior guy for them.
10 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
sorry.
Yeah,
we gotta.
So we gotta go to your next one.
I know, and I have to figure out the right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, we are now at the second residence, the Raymond Tuttle residence at 3555 Woodline Drive, and it is around 10:30 right now.
Let's do the same spiel again, do outside first versus inside later, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that's okay. This is the Raymond and Vicky Tuttle residence, 1951. It started, however, the process, I think, in 1949, if I'm not mistaken already. And it's for a couple that worked for Hawaiian Airlines. Yeah, he was a meteorologist that then took on vice president of marketing at Hawaiian Airlines, local, and I think she was a stewardess, if I'm not mistaken. This is a small residence, even for Chrysler standards. I think it's about 1,300 square feet. And is one of the again lower middle income kind of like residences. But what's very exciting about this is it's very original. It's really good. So what happened here? So again, the brown color you see here is as faithful to the original untreated wood, the redwood that was there. The previous owner had shingles on it. Yes, so shakers actually, yeah, which were removed, and during the removal process, all the nailer holes had to be filled, so that's why the paint is on it. But the paint was done in respect of the original color, because it was a brown color originally, and I can show you some photos of it. Even the fence is original. And this concrete portion there, this used to be a kiln, because it seems like she was a potter in her hobby. So this was actually an outdoor pottery area here. The eaves are, this is not the original color, but it is how it was originally. We found that color. Yeah, like it's just like this teal mint, kind of like green that Bryce liked to do in some of his accent colors. The house is a very simple, it has a few CMU walls, as you can tell. These are the 4-inch CMU that are very hard to find these days.
can you find them in there?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, but it's not very easy.
Wait, are they used? Or?
Yeah, you probably will find used ones. Yeah, uh-huh. They still make some of them, but you would have to ship them over. Yeah. And Graham would know better than I do here. Yeah.
What's the story on that? Why? This is just an aside. Why the painting change?
What
change in the?
Oh, that I have no idea about that. That's it's been like this ever. So
uh-huh. Yeah,
there might be
just
some
curious
regrouting going on or something uh-huh. like this. But that's all I can tell here.
Uh-huh.
It was owned by the original owners, by second owners, and then by the current owners. So it has only one change in between. The previous owner, however, did a couple of changes that then have been removed again, luckily. And we discovered a lot of original material underneath it. And so this is one of my favorite buildings, actually, by Price, quite honestly, personally, partially because I'm biased with Price, as you can tell. But also because it has some very idiosyncratic moments to it that I find particularly interesting in this work. I will tell you a bit more about it when we walk inside, but first I wanted to give you the outside.
So
tour.
Is this later?
This is a shared driveway. Was there
always something up
yeah,
here?
Yeah, there's another house up there, and this is a covenant shared driveway. This is the actual driveway, so it's like literally half in the middle of the street is partially theirs. Even there, the paving is still original, as you can tell here. And from the rock, you can tell that this has not been changed since. But yeah, it's the carport is also original. The Volkswagen not, that's the owner's, but it fits very well.
You're correct. Yeah.
Yeah, it fits very well. So this is the original carport here. The post and everything is still original. Even the deck and the rail is the original. It has been tried to support the bed because it's not slowly falling apart. I know the current owner wants to slowly restore it. Mary and I had a back and forth about whether this is cantilevering or not. The deck, in my opinion, it is cantilevering because this wall is the only support here.
here, but the rest is just unsupported pretty much. Yeah. But again, like whether it's cantilevering or not, this does not, it's not the argument here. You see this nice little shift in angle here? That's where this nice displacement and plan happens also in crisis design, and I'll walk it back a bit here. Should we go first around it, just look at the exterior?
Sure.
The landscaping, we don't have any landscape plans for it, so we don't know who did the landscaping. It was untreated, left untreated mostly, except for this area here, which you can see here. Was mostly unused as a grass yard because it has the original lava rock in it. And what's very beautiful here is another cut. So the neighbors actually, they built up most of the hill just in the 80s or 90s. Yeah, yeah, so they retained up so they can put a swimming pool there. Like this slope is original, but from there on, where you see the guardrail over there, yeah, that's all built up. It's the little kid's house. Yeah. Yeah, I know it's fun, right? Which is a little stream that has been going on for ever since this building was here. And that shapes a bit the orientation of the building, which I will tell you a bit more about in a second. Yeah, usually this is lush, overgrown. You've been here before, right, Graham? Yeah, yeah, you've seen it overgrown, right? Yeah. Really beautiful site, too. And basically the screen is still part of the property here, but everything past it then is not part of it. Now it's time to go to you. And also, like, the way we built up the wall here, this is, I'll show you a comparison tomorrow because I have a original photo of this.
Wow, so nice and relaxing.
Yeah, it's a very nice sound.
It's harder to get around on this side, but we do it on from the other side than from the front. Yeah?
Okay.
Because it's actually quite stunning when you go then inside there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you see, so this, we'll walk you a bit. The house again is, it has a few CMU stem walls or whatever you call this, like basically partial walls. And the rest is stud framing, exposed board, basically tongue and groove boards. These are the wider ones, as you can tell, also very hard to find these days. Yep. That's why. Again, it was repainted on purpose because he couldn't restore the original untreated ones as easy as painting. And I don't think it's intrusive and it matches the color scheme mostly. Yeah. And here you can see also, this is how Price loved using his CMU. He loved it exposed. And again, it's close to white, yeah, but it is a gray. The kiln doesn't exist anymore, but the deck is relatively new now. But that just covers up the area that was originally there.
Spatial.
I'll show you in a second when we get there. But the deck is just for better use of the outdoor space, basically. It has originally a little area. You can see the sunken area there. That was originally there already. I think it was meant for a bonsai planting narrative. We have a sketch of this. That's all there is. Can't tell what exactly was originally there. Don't think there was ever soil in it, because I didn't see any discoloration on the original stone and concrete. It has a little concrete underneath it too, so which makes it hard to believe that there was actually soil in there. And it has a weird stepping thing, and they have kids, so that's why they put the deck in. I know, it's like all the from the 1950s. So let's. This has been filled in a long time ago. I have no idea when this was filled in, but this used to be a small little court pond here. This is Heather, by the way. Heather Wright, the owner. And I'm sitting on the outside of the
house. Let's see what the rail was like at the other house.
Graham, when you look underneath it, it's a beautiful technique how this is sliced for the slope. Very rare to see that done like this. Like I can show you when I dig in a bit here.
It's saddled up actually somewhere here. Oh, this is already supported, but some of them are saddled up. Oh, there you see it. You see what I mean? Like where it saddles up a post with the slope on top of it, where it cuts in. And then puts the slope on top of it. Yeah, he doesn't cut the actual post. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just noticed this too. Like, and I'm like, oh my god, that's actually so rare to see. So yeah, you see, there's a bit of a decay going on. But, it can be repairable, and I'm very glad this is pretty original. Wow. Yeah. Let's walk a bit underneath. You can see also like how this entire roof is kind of like a lanai slash. And I love this little bend it has, which we talked about. This has a lot to do with what's going on in the hand. And he was very site-oriented in general. That's why this house has actually this weird L shape and out of bend. So you can see this is not 90 degrees.
Yeah.
It's actually a slight shift. But what he does actually, he keeps continuing pulling this into the interior. So here we see actually also this conflict a bit, where he's like, he lowers here a bit with this trellis
so
almost. Yeah.
Pushing through the...
Yeah, and then they're on top of them, they come through. Hard thing to paint. You can see like the... Yeah. But everything is kind of like shifted out of angle here. So it looks like almost like a deconstructive house, almost a deconstructive house.
But that's why you like it.
That's why I like it. Well, Schindler did something like this in California in the 30s and 40s, but also Schindler was heavily site-oriented. Yeah? And then back, we see this again with Morphosis coming about and those type of pieces, this slight shear and shift out of
this is
stunning.
Original beat, so.
This is original. It's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the millwork is original, so the walls were originally not white, from what I understand.
Okay.
They were also wood walls, and the ceiling had a different tone from what I understand. But I don't know.
Yeah,
this is the original scene. That's what I'm saying. This is one of the most original price houses you will ever see. Look at the flooring too.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Original. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They used to have a carpet here, a Cecil carpet here, which is not there anymore. The cabinets original. The original cabinets were actually open cabinets, but this looks very original too to me. So I'm not sure if they just put the doors in later after they took the photos, the original photos. I will show you tomorrow some original photos of the slide.
So the only thing that has happened, the kitchen is also pretty original, obviously not the fridge, but
but the stove is.
The stove is, yeah.
We did have the dishwasher, but it was a fire hazard, so.
No, the color is not original anymore, but that's, I think it was like a lime yellow or something like this.
I haven't seen color photo.
Yeah, we have not seen color photos.
Yeah.
And there used to be one of those typical price kitchen tables out here that had the previous owner had removed it. You see, like, where it's open and gap here.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have the original drawings of this building at all, so we could faithfully restore it because I have similar tables and prices catalog. It's just a matter of doing it. But you can see even in the plan, like, it constantly plays out this angle shift here. Like, here we have the angle again. In the glazing, and then it comes back here, and you can see particularly well here in the way this lowered ceiling lattice is operating counter to the roof form. Actually,
oh, yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
Yes, I
know, I love this. I love this so much. Here, the cabinets were closed cabinets originally. The doors are long gone, I think. Right? Yeah. And I don't think you guys even have.
No, we didn't.
And this is the only thing. So what's happening here is that there's actually concrete and tile, like brick tiles, very thin ones, the 2-inch bricks underneath it. It was just really hard to step out, right, from you guys and use this space properly. It was just very difficult. So they just
put
a
little change. It was very
the
deep.
There
was a level about like that, so you felt like you were.
Yes, that's why I think like there was some dirt at some point in there. Yeah, maybe for some, because like this one drawing we have that was in the newspaper that shows here a little bonsai tree kind of like
mm-hmm.
thing here. But 1951, it started in 1949 from what I remember.
Last was 57.
Mm-hmm. So there's quite some difference.
He changed his drawing detail.
A bit, okay. Yeah. You know, like, but you know, like, well, it's also like, you know, this is a really, compared to the other house, this is a much more budget building too, in many terms, because the owner were obviously not as wealthy as others, but it's still, I think what's accomplished here is not just again the craftsmanship, but also like this spatial attitude that it has, you know, let me work it through. So this is all still original here.
There you go, here's your
the clear snow window. Sliders everywhere and everything slides open, and you can see also the windows, everything is still original. Yeah, this is refinished.
I mean, the
wood. The wood is as it was.
Yeah, but that's what it would have been like.
Yeah, no, it was much lighter originally because it's redwood, and
yeah.
You know how redwood starts browning out over the years. Yeah. That's the idea here. He did this in his own house too, perhaps. Yeah. This. So he's taking advantage of the slightly wider hallway and makes a smaller space.
This is how he lived with
all.
I know, that's what it is designed for, actually. Yeah. So this is why I'm saying that this is an amazing small building.
These bamboo positives.
All original. Yeah. Let me show you another really great gem. You get actually a fairly original bathroom.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, so
this has the same as
everything. Yeah, all original. Have a glass partition here that was long gone, yeah, but that's about it. Like, but this is what he used. The toilet was new, obviously, but also even the glass block wall for the 1940s, 50s, an incredibly new thing, all original. Yeah, and you can see like there was somebody had like some tiles up here or something, but you can see how it was original with wood by itself. Yeah. And here you can see the original bamboo sliders. Everything again opens into pocket sliders, which makes this, despite its size, general is still a fair. And I love that moment that this way, again, you can see the countertop island there of the table, the windowsill, and there's actually vents up in the cabinet, vents up the faucet tube, and you open up the top one. There's some vents in the back, yeah. And this is all original. I think the color was like a salmonish pink. Oh, so that was not original, probably. Yeah. So there's this nicotine gray, this nicotine white, yeah. Like somewhere between bone and nicotine. So it's you can see, and we have the whitewashed a bleached panel here again that was also as it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, you guys have been also very faithful to the original here with the building.
Yeah. Has the intercom still work? Or is that?
Oh, we wish. I mean,
it's
just
such a big house.
It's such
a big house. You know, you can't holler across the.
No, but we will leave that there. My husband loves it, so
yeah,
we pretend.
Those little details are great.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a big fan of this building, and I think the lighting thing is fairly original too, right? We don't know.
Well, we installed them. They weren't.
There were different ones here.
Different,
yeah. But again, like, so this, and again, when you open up this sliders here, right, and then it's all extends to the outside, and it's typically for the night. There's no particular views here anymore. Clearly, because the neighbors have built up in the meantime, there probably was a moment where you could look down towards Waikiki. This has been built up in the meantime. The concrete walls, so that blocks this view into the valley. So there's not much about like the environment to be talked about. The building itself, I think, is quite a gem. And you can see it's all like still big sliders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, It's very faithful. We're good on time again? Just about?
Yeah.
This is easy for me because I'm excited about this one quite a bit.
Well, it also kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, right. It does, doesn't it?
I really like to see it.
Yeah. I'm just hoping to restore this table here. So you can literally see the outline of the shape still here. Like, and you papered it off too, It came out straight here, and this tapered off.
Oh.
Yeah. So he kind of like always. I will show you tomorrow. I have a drawing for that, so you will see that. And he has, and it had one post that came down, I think, somewhere here. So that's all I know about this table. But I have found some drawings of similar tables, so that you could restore that.
Cool. This is a redwood forest.
I think it's a redwood flood. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And once again, also, like, you see clear stories and the soffits and the datum that continues throughout the entire building. That's all like this way price moves. They place material datums, material van der Loos, and material plan pokes through here very heavily. Yeah. I love the green stained floor, right? Like,
sure
I never thought about it myself, and now I'm like, that's the next thing I'm going to do.
I'm pretty sure it's like this for the...
Yeah, I have a strong feeling too. We don't have the specs for any of that, so we can only go by what we see.
Sure,
we have some description of the building's materials, because it was published. That's all we have, yeah. I just love this dormer window, this great cockpit, but it's such an amazing piece. But yeah, Price loved using plate glass because it was actually cheap. Because what was expensive to get, as you guys probably know, also it's like they have constantly shipping problems and strikes throughout the 40s and 50s. So he chose always the expensive materials because they were available and were actually not expensive at the time. Yeah. So that's how Price played a bit, like always his thing. And again, craftsmanship is mostly Japanese craftsmanship. Forgot who was the contractor. I have it listed in the document. Not off the back of my head right now, but And there were shelves in here too, but or it was just a niche, but it had different tones. This was already here when they took it over, like the like, there was actually a lot going on here. There were carpets in here and everything. And that was all removed. Luckily, the original was still legible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like they took a sill out of here.
Yeah.
All right,
cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, I did what I could.
Yeah. Very good.
You're alone here today.
I am. Michael's been working a lot. He's at the elementary school.
Okay, we have arrived at the third residence, the Mr. and Mrs. Albert O. Stevenson residence at 3206 Melly Melly Place.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, the homeowner did this nomination.
Hi, Aaron. Mary.
Hi.
Hi,
Mary. Aaron. Thank
Hi.
You. Thank you so much for all your
advice.
Hi.
I'm a pet puppy.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Brianna. Trina, nice to meet you.
Hi, Adrian.
Nice to meet you. I'm Trina.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming. Hi.
Hi, Trina. Mary.
Oh, Mary. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Come on. Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Hi, Belle. Nice to meet you.
Trina.
Thank you.
Hi.
Welcome to our home.
Put your hand up.
Yeah.
Don't put my hand up. But there's Adrian. How do you play the pose? I'm like, yeah,
squeaky. He was talking about the other two price positives that
they don't have the original stored here.
So yeah, feel free to ask questions. What is, you guys might know, I think you visited some of the houses, so this whole enclave, this whole street was built essentially by and for Price and his architectural associates. So it didn't exist, and I think there's still 10 of the 20 original houses. So we can show you, there's an original photo of them, kind of somewhat in construction. And you'll see it's just like, so that house and this house, we're both on the registry. This is my twin brother's house next door. And that one, and that one, and then there's like 8 more up the street. And they're all built, I think, between 51 and 59. This one was built, commissioned 51, built in 52. That is pumpkin bread.
Pumpkin bread. So we're going to try to make banana bread this morning. From the bananas in our yard, we're going to do it.
But what you'll see is amazing about this house is it's essentially untouched, minus some, like, bananas.
Sure.
The only thing we did, and these fans, and the paint. But everything else is extant to the original and was, like, beautifully preserved. So there was 3 owners prior to us. But the first 2 owners, I think, were only in the house for 1 to 2 years each. And then the Kaya family were a Japanese farmer, and they were in the house, I think, from 57, 58, all the way through to when we bought it in 2018. And they just had, like, such pride of ownership. And so they expanded upon all these plantings. These 2 persimmon trees are Japanese persimmons. You can give you some, it's like perfect season, and the orange trees and all the banana groves. And so they expanded upon Richard Tong's landscape architecture. Mm-hmm. If you know who he is, mm-hmm. He is a famous landscape architect who is kind of considered the grandfather of Hawaiian architecture and first Chinese American architect in Hawaii. He did like the gardens and the airport, the International Gardens, really beautiful, and Kalani and
Shinrock.
Yeah. What did he do? East West? East West Gardens he did, or somewhere else?
No, that was me.
Oh yeah, he's got connections to Foster.
Yeah,
Peter. So you'll see, we have them laid out, the original blueprints, and also the landscape architecture blueprints. We have those as well. So
it's exciting. The last 2 houses, they had a little less landscape, but it was like, well, we don't know who did it.
Yeah.
I'm the landscape architect. So.
Oh, you are. It's amazing to see how much they followed, and then over the last 70 years, how much also they added. But a lot of it is still essentially preserved, some of the same trees and the same general form of layout of this architecture. We put in during COVID, this was all jungle, so those stairs down, which we could walk into, and the kalo, we all planted that. And then we also planted like an additional, I think, 80 fruit trees during COVID. So
we're ready for the apocalypse.
So we have some
more stuff about fruit.
Some of the things to point out, I don't know if you guys, how familiar you are with the app, and we'll do a bigger presentation tomorrow. But what he was really known for was sort of a combination of Austrian and Bauhaus influences with sort of American and tropical modernism, and like a warm tropical modernism. So he loves these like kind of confined spaces that go into these big spatial reveals. So like unnecessarily lowered roofs into the bigger, just when you get here, even when you came around the corner, sort of confined space, and then it opens into this big kind of pavilion like roof setting. And but he likes all these like strange, you'll see like the slanted angles, even though you get to the big window reveals, there's sort of like ship's prow angles that he likes to do. What else are these puka ventilations? So he has like a passive venturi effect ventilation system that is all using kind of the integration of out and in and in and out, kind of indoor outdoor spaces, and natural positioning and flow from like the mountains kind of sweeping up to the sea, exactly. So it would come in and out. So underneath this, so there was a, from probably the 50s, like a really worn down green shag carpet. It was like a, yeah, like a thin, like kind of this color, lime green carpet. And when you pulled that up, there was like 8 layers of paint. Just different color. It was like kind of like a geologic find of like Paleolithic era to modern day. Most of those are probably red. So we contain that with like a waterproofing bottom in case like rain goes
like
in.
The
I think it's the same flooring as this, because if you go underneath,
that's
you can see
like
from the garage, it's all the same. It's all Douglas fir. And it's some silky oak. There's some silky oak, I believe. But most of this is Douglas fir. It's in the architecture plan. But it is, it's the same floor all the way up to here. It just was like painted over so many times that we couldn't really see it.
So this is never like a deck space with gaps and stuff. There's always been.
It was always a lanai like that.
So
is
it the exact same?
Yeah,
you know, it was covered enough, and it was
all of this is exactly as it was. Like, I don't think anything was ever added or changed to the house since it was built.
Yeah. I gotta ask about the color scheme.
So the color scheme, I don't know if the blue was the original, but this coral and the green and the sunflower yellows, this kind of coral salmon, were all original. So those are kind of his Bauhaus Austrian influences. That he liked to pull
what was the paint scheme of the light and dark blues?
This, so our sister-in-law who lives next door painted all that by hand. And
The same view
on all the hollow walking?
Yeah.
That she just did that by hand to kind of match this and just give it a little bit more of a geometric appeal.
Okay. So it's not, that's not how
it really no, it was originally all just this. So it was just, it had been painted over kind of this color,
right?
So it was all just kind of a bland gray.
What was that called again? Nicotine gray, white, off-white?
Nicotine gray.
Yeah.
So it looks like this.
Smoker's lung gray.
Start off white.
So it looks like this treatment of the kind of sister rat is this original, right?
Yeah,
here.
And then all these windows are all original. You'll see there's some cool little features too, like when we get in to the kids' rooms, like the locking mechanisms and all these windows still have the like moved and occupied Japan on them, because that's when they were made. Because he came out of the internment camp on Sand Island when he first came over. They put a game with all the Italian and Japanese. And then moved the Japanese to the mainland. And he was, I think he's in there for a year or so. Not quite, maybe not that much. Yeah. You guys want to see inside?
Let's go inside. Suspense.
So as you go in, if you look up, he has a lot of this like straighted scratch wood paneling.
You got it?
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for all your help, Mary.
That is key. Do you love this house in particular? Yeah. More than the other one you've seen. Really features this heavily. So it's like, it's on the walls. It's on
redwood or cedar.
So I think they used to have the machine. I think there's only one or two places that still do it traditionally. You can probably get it. Refiguring out new methods, but. But it was cool because it, you know, it hides, but also provides some acoustic for like wiring in the panels. Not that there's wiring. Yeah.
They're just hard to keep painted. Like without cracking.
Yeah. And then all these buildings are
original.
I mean, I could be a broken record and just say everything's original, because
you recognize these drawers.
Those drawers. Yeah, you see that there? You'll see them too. There's a lot of them in the kitchen and the bathroom with some kind of ventilation underneath. So it's usually like a steel kind of chicken wire mesh, so it would kind of blow, and especially for the pantry, it would like ventilate the food.
Right.
So all these gardenias are planted. I don't think they're in the original landscape architecture. They're planted by the Italians. They're like 70-year-old gardenias here. And these rock walls are part of this architectural plan. There were these big when we first bought it, but they haven't survived. These giant kapu ferns, probably like 8 to 10.
Yeah.
Like, you see the last two,
the last bit, yeah.
But there was a bunch of them, and it was a combination. I think our gardeners, when they first came, they like accidentally cut one out, and I think it kind of affected maybe the whole ecosystem. Which is sad. There's
a small,
this big tree fern.
Oh,
so gorgeous.
The market.
So do you have a landing pad?
Oh, yeah, that's
okay. As soon as we got down there, the first thing we had a professional who scanned it, actually.
They do a good job. I've taken old crumbly plants to them before, and they've done a very nice job not ripping them.
They did a really good job.
That's probably make you really
so we have
nervous
those all
to open. Too.
I think when we submitted it, we submitted the scans too. So it should be in there.
Cool. Yeah, because landscape plans are, or in Hawaii, landscape plans are not.
Yeah. So this is the dry system. You can see the orange is still there. They added, there was mango didn't survive.
Yeah.
This is still there. This kind of area.
Is that that little enclosed?
That's that little enclosed.
Yeah.
That was there. I mean, this stuff would be nice to kind of bring back around what we've been looking at. Some of these, like the silky elf. My brother next door has made more progress. They bought their house 5 years before ours, and the Kayas are still living in here. The mom passed away at like 95 in the house. It's still like, it was like still maintaining it. She was incredible.
I'm going up the stairs.
Yeah, going up and down the stairs.
Which my grandpa can only hope that.
Does it say what the floors are?
The floor?
It might be on
the
next one.
Oh, my
gosh.
Panic ceiling and 1x4 TNG EG4.
Mahogany
floors.
So it's later that
stays bone dry under the house, and the foundations haven't shifted. There haven't been like termites as a result. And, being
back
like
here,
the forest preserve
far,
right here,
yeah.
You would think there'd be so much coming through, but it was so well positioned and how they like met with the runoff and the
this is clearly, as he said, this is what it's for.
Impersonal.
Yeah.
And there's a fire.
Yeah.
Ironing board or like I think the Kayas used it for like their like safe. They're like a hidden
yeah.
like they put their passports and stuff in there.
Passport
there. Sometimes they would just make like I live in an old house and there's a little place where there's a little Mount cabinet like that.
Yeah.
Could
yeah.
be a broom. A broom cabinet.
Well, mine's a laptop, so.
I didn't
yeah.
see inside.
Like
this is cool. See, like, these all, like, close. If you open these, I'll go, it's hard because these are in, but.
It's on there. For room.
Broom
closet.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
These cabinets open the doors on the both sides, so.
Yeah,
good caster.
Yeah.
But these are all, everything in the kitchen is all. Exactly what it was, all the cabinets were built.
That was the laminate, they have the laminate counters that you're talking
yeah.
about not
the
having
one.
Any more in the other house.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
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 Oh, and the top
office? No.
What's the name of the first one?
Oh, the one on Wilhelmina.
Miyake,
yeah.
the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that house? That house seems, we've only seen pictures, it seems.
It's good.
Get some
puzzles.
Even
stuck
up.
Yeah.
Price spent 3.5
months. Yeah, our kids like to.
It's unfortunate.
To see it, the original door though.
Oh, nice. So lucky.
And sort of
been
like a little dining room there.
Yeah. There was like a little. There was a
custom little kind of pearl table that they had, but it was like in such bad shape. I'm trying to rest it out.
This is
a little different this time.
Yeah,
this is cork.
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
the original?
No.
It wasn't original. It was kind of more an extension of this wood,
but the wood was
in here. So these are all like the vent, vent holes, and you'll see like it has this kind of bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
can have to take some time.
Oh, is it a two terms?
Uh-huh.
The drawer is...
Yeah. That's about 2 years off.
That's a little drying.
Yeah.
I want that. That's useful. Maybe this drawer is a little different stuff.
Wow,
lots of closet space here.
Lots of space in here, yeah.
Yeah,
the master opens up quite a bit. Which helped during COVID have a workspace, you know. And when you need to take a nap. Circulation right next to your head. Though.
Yeah.
It's a better spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, scratch that board.
Can you get a little bit here?
No.
No, you never have.
Yeah,
no. But when our kids get out of it, mine.
I know.
Wouldn't mean mine. What else? What other questions? What did I miss?
You're doing great, babe.
Okay.
So, is there any exterior?
Yeah, you know, kind of. Probably easier to do this side doors. We've got these doors here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get phone for
it. To see you, man.
This is Pam. She also owns a price house. That's beautiful.
You guys didn't want to go out around.
Yeah, we can go out and around.
So I just thought she wanted to see you too, and I didn't
want
to intrude on your
tour. We're
going to
next
year
if you want.
Hey,
Sharon.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Nice
to see you.
You have 3 more? 4 more?
Yeah, so we're good. Not too bad.
So sorry, Han is here. Yeah.
Hi, nice to meet you. So you have to meet little guys. That house is so beautiful. Or I remember when it.
Original, minus the persimmons. The Kayas put the persimmons in. Mm-hmm. That was actually the one stipulation when we bought the house, is if they could air graft the persimmons for 6 months and come back and take them, because it was such a family like source of pride. And
they're beautiful
and they're prolific and they're delicious.
I'm a little surprised they grow that well here.
I know. You wouldn't think. Well, I think they're technically tropical persimmons. It's like a specific kind that you don't see in a lot of places.
Yeah, I usually prefer like those with a frost.
Yeah, like Hachia and Fuyu, like a colder.
And there's also an American persimmon that grows in North America that's like a forest tree. It's
smaller? Are they smaller?
Yeah, they're smaller, more oval shaped.
These ones you have to wait for them to be like tomato, otherwise you get that like tannic acidic.
The other thing is, at least with the non-tropical ones, you can put them in the freezer because they ripen with the frost. The temperate kind of ones.
I
don't know if that would work for those, but
I haven't tried them.
If you're feeling impatient, you know, with persimmon.
And all of the Birds of Paradise, that was in Tom's farm. There's been some like avocado naturally took, so on my brother's property, that's still from oak. I think we're really doing this kind of thing. Even this money tree with these plants.
Yeah. Not too bad though. Don.
Huh?
Don's at the house.
So he's
oh, the
next. Yeah, the next one. Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's what you think. He had all those papers in there. Do you want to walk around this? Storage room under here, and there's natural storage under there. A little bit of storage now.
You can kind of see the flooring from the bottom.
Oh, yeah, it's the deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the deck.
This is kids' bedrooms, bathroom, I think, is this. The toilet is one of these. Yeah, you can see the paint kind of through the deck. Yeah, you can see the deck right above us. Or you can see if that same one kind of throughout.
That's the
head of
the door, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the storage is nice.
Big room.
My brothers have they did a restoration. So his house is in better shape and they often store a lot of stuff because they don't have that much storage. You might be in that side to do it.
Yeah.
Do you have any more houses?
We have three more sites.
One more house.
Two houses and then the tenement building.
Definitely more fun than sitting in the room.
Yeah.
What?
That's not fun?
I think so. They look like ice cream bananas.
Kind of like ice cream bananas, but I think they're the bananas they use in lumpia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're
like,
really good
cooking
for
banana.
Like frozen banana kind of ice cream. This was a Board of Water Supply easement that they were going to make a road in the Fishy, so that there's a big water tank at the top of Mele Mele that kind of feeds a lot of this side of the valley. And they never built it, so it's just became forest.
Hopefully they won't.
I don't think they ever will, no. They come in like assessed it just for maybe laying new pipes, but they're like, whenever this is too much to deal with. You know, a lot of this.
See with this little drainage way, that would be for the ferns, that would be kind of perfect.
It was, so there was a fern, it's so sad, there was one like right here, mm-hmm. And then they were all around here, so there was like, you could see, there's one there, right there, and there, and there, and there, there are grandstanding those two,
mm-hmm.
Along there. It's so sad. I was sitting there working like in the second week we were here, and the gardeners we had just met on the team for the first time, and one of them wasn't doing well. So I was like, I just wanted him to like trim the brown part off so it stayed healthy. He came with the chainsaw and he did that, and then I turned and he was like doing it right. He like just, and it was gone like in a second. I was like banging on the window like, no. That's so sad. So, and then, so the property essentially ends, there's a coconut tree, but that's kind of the end of our property there, just past this rock wall. And then there's a little bit of private land, like 2 acres back, and then it drops down, just maybe another 50, the football, half a football field that way. Drops down into a big riverbed, this whole kind of around it. And then it's preservation forestry land behind it. And then that's wood, if you see that house, that's Woodlawn Terrace.
And then the bamboo is not, I don't think the bamboo was
originally in the plans. We just took a ton out, it went all the way back.
Yeah, that stuff is so aggressive, it will like just take over.
It's so aggressive, so all of it, we just cleared out like in maybe the last 2 or 3 months, that whole area back. Just all bamboo forest.
Yeah, it would be worth, you know, if you're doing landscape restoration, taking that plan and trying to
That's what we're thinking. So the Kayas that had the house before us, we found they had all this irrigation systems back there, and they had an orchard that they cultivated. I don't know what they grew, but they had this whole area, because it's probably about like a half a football field like right back in there. And they had like an orchard that they were growing, so that's kind of a nice idea.
Yeah. I mean, better than bamboo.
Yeah, this bamboo. It's like Crouching Tiger bamboo. You like want to kind of like do aerial fights. It's super dense. I mean, the kids like it because they can climb their way up to their cousin's house.
Oh my goodness.
We wanted at one point, we thought it would be cool to put like a path, like kind of cut a path and put like toady eaves and a gates through like a connector between the houses, and our wives were like, let's maybe, while the kids are little, like have a little more separation of church and state. So maybe eventually there's like, you know, there's fun landscaping ideas. Our kids just wanted to clear that path so there could be like a zip line through the toady eaves.
Zip lines. My kid would be very excited.
How's your kid? Yeah, exactly. That's the right age.
Hey, do you want to ask if the house is in a transition of the trailer house? Do you think the last time?
It almost looks like when you go to like volcano, they have them everywhere. It looked like that. It was so beautiful. And they provided some shade too.
They're talking about Charnel House. There was a whole wall of puppies and blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have to cut these down. Cut them up, make it into blocks, sell it to the Charnel House. I wonder how long it would take to replant it and grow.
I think
they're
slow growing. I think they're like, they take decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rainy conditions. But what you have left still is beautiful. Still.
Now it's going to be okay.
You ready, Danny?
Preserving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shall we go?
Yeah. Good timekeeper.
Thank you so much for the tour.
If you have any questions,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Bring them up tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the pop quiz. Yeah. Not really pop, but, you know.
I mean, for not being an architect and just being a main owner, we try to be good students of the place we're occupying. Good journalists.
Okay, now we're off to the next site. Okay.
Okay, this is the Duke Cho Choi and Mary Choi residence. It was built in 1956, and architect is Stephen Oyakawa, who was 12 years worked with Frank Lloyd Wright from 1944 to 59. It's the first house he did in Hawaii. He designed this home when he was just visiting for vacation. He's born and raised in Hawaii, by the way. Huh? Yes. And a very good example of his work and a very good modern house. We were just talking to the owner. And yeah, it doesn't have a great street presence, but it's very much here. You'll see as we go inside. The Choys had 5 children. And 1 son, 4 daughters, and they're very, I think, like mentioned the nomination, very appreciative of what was able to be done on such a small lot. So this is obviously the carport, pipe railing, typical, the use of concrete bricks, typical, untypical, projecting recessed horses. Which he does throughout the house.
This is the original location of the downspout, is it?
I don't know.
Looks like it may be at the top.
Hidden gutter or hidden
gutter. Look here, this dog is going.
We can check. We got the plans.
Okay.
Which way is the front?
This way. The layout's nice, so you can hedge over there, high garbage. But underneath the car floor to protect it. Nice round. Original tile flooring roof. Where Mary is standing, we'll go in. There's 3 bedrooms.
Oh,
4 girls. Each. So oh. You can go in here.
Oh, 3 in a row here.
Yes.
Oh,
wow. And like a dorm.
Like a dorm.
Fusuma doors, built-in chest of drawers, built-in desk. And so this girl had a separate, this one had a desk. 2 girls shared this one. But also you'll notice
the drawers again.
Yeah, the canted drawers, and then used sliding doors going to the outside. This is their play area. Also. One of the daughters is talking to the owner, said, we never went this way. Mm-hmm. We always kept these closed. We went out through the sliding door outside to get to the rest of the house.
Oh,
For the one individual privacy.
Yes. Yeah. And you'll notice, too, another modern feature, the sliding windows here. I don't know if they're open or not. Oh, this one doesn't. But no frames, yeah, just glass. And then he has the louvers for sort of privacy. So the three daughters are on this side. And the son had it. This I suspected was able to do this.
We were talking about, yeah, rather than all one room, put them in tandem.
And then the bathroom is still, well, new floor. I suspect this, I'm not sure if this is new. These are old. The light fixtures. Then you have your shower. Mm-hmm. And the way it has actually screens up above.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is the hallway. Yeah, all the original hardware is on the slider. And this is the master bedroom, which has its own bathroom. Yes. Yeah, it's essentially that.
What year was this?
56.
Looks like it still doesn't have air conditioning in it.
No, it doesn't.
Do you think this is a replacement drive?
No, I'm not sure. I don't think
it
so.
It doesn't match the stuff in the other room.
Mm-hmm. This side. We could have.
Oh, the dye, I think. The markings.
Oh, those are so cute. Yeah.
Window pane.
Oh, okay.
I like this feature of the projecting.
Yes, it's very nice. Again, you know, screens of glass above, jalousies, wood. Yeah, no, it's not. And it's because of the bend in the hall, he accommodates it right to the window.
Mm-hmm.
And then it drops down, start giving you an intimate feeling with the ceiling. Oh, you might want to look, well, you can look on the way out if you want to. You'll notice three of the blocks are missing. Instead, they're lights. And these lights are dual lights. They light up the courtyard, and they also give indirect light into the living room.
Hi, I'm Bill. I'm on the board.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Hi. Hi, Adriana. Nice to meet you. Hello. Nice to see you again. Hello.
I'm Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. Nice to meet you.
Good to see you. And Aaron's coming too.
Yes, yes. Hello, I'm Kat.
Oh, hi, Mary.
Nice to meet you, Mary. Oh, hi, Aaron. Nice to meet you, Aaron.
You can take these out
to change it.
Oh, cool. That's really see, nice. And you can see the all these.
Oh, they're so good. Just nicely fitted.
Yeah.
What is that?
The light. It's actually indirect. At night, you'll see indirect light coming up.
Nice.
And then the living room. This is a record player built in.
Of course.
You have to lift this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is where the speaker. This is where the speaker was.
The phonograph.
Yeah. And the phonograph was actually here, and then the magazine. There were
That is for the records.
Yeah, that was for the records.
Yeah.
And then you have a modern copper fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to
say it's an indoor-outdoor modern copper fireplace. Yes, yes, we'll see that.
Double-sided.
Yes, we can go out and
hype it up a little bit.
I know, I was like, oh,
shaving.
Come on, Don,
yeah,
come on, Don.
Yeah.
And here it is.
And here it is, there you go.
The other side.
So cool.
Wow.
It's very big glass being put to it. It's like over there, though. You kind of want to be able to sit in front of it, right? Mm.
Yeah.
Wonder if it ever had more space,
no.
But it doesn't seem like it.
No, it doesn't.
No,
like
no, they own partly up. It was more clear at one point. Hasn't been for a long time.
Oh.
And again, pipe columns outside.
Just this one,
yeah. Probably to help pick up the sag of the,
well, maybe
the roof. Oh, but it's a beam wrapped in wood. Oh, for all of it, it's
so they were using it for brushing outside.
Yeah, they actually did use it to barbecue.
This is built-in dining room table.
Those pictures were actually featured in Sunset magazine. Those were the ones that were chosen. And these smaller ones are ones that they were actual Polaroids that were not chosen but were given to the family. But Dr. Choi's daughter, Patty, took all of the original architectural drawings and these pictures, and they're already been submitted to the historical something. Do you remember what it is, Don? They're the ones that normally they won't take it unless the house is already on the registry, but just given that Stephen Oyakala, this was his first house that he designed, they did take them and archive the originals. So these are just copies of the hand drawings.
I don't know, we could check. We made sure our state
archives.
We could have
submitted it to our office. State Historic Preservation.
That's maybe where it went to.
Just recently, they submitted it. I think the last year.
Yes.
Okay.
The last year.
I think
yes.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a very emotional decision for them to sell. I think that's why we got the house, because I walked in. They're really happy. I think that Patty may have submitted testimonial for you folks for tomorrow as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because, I got word that somebody submitted something.
That's probably her.
Oh, okay.
So she's one of the four daughters.
This one has the ironing board.
Yes. Back there. And that little nook was where the telephone went.
Mm-hmm.
here. This is the telephone.
I guess you get like a little prop telephone. You know?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Good thing we don't have kids anymore. It'd be like all down the hallway trying to.
That's a good thing now.
Yeah.
They're like getting kids landlines so that they're not on their cell phones all the time.
Oh, really?
I have a landline.
You have a landline?
What is that like?
We still have a landline.
I have retro looking phones.
This opening right here was where the TV originally was supposed to go as well. So there was like a little stand in here, and then the TV was here for them. Yeah, when they were big square cubes.
Yeah, tubes.
Vacuum tubes.
Yeah. And that's the original range and the original oven. They still work.
Wow, nice. They don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't.
My father used to say that. No, he said it's a good thing, too.
But when they were smaller, they would go off to the side, and the five of them, those four girls and a boy, they would just play all up there. Still part of the property. Yeah.
Most of your stuff.
You must have been disappointed when they did this over there.
It was like very, very, very disappointing. And it's also, from what Patty was saying, it's like 100 degrees hotter. Because there was like a big mango tree and everything. But as we were looking at the pictures, we were just trying to get a little bit of semblance of some privacy. So we did put up the lattice to mimic one of the pictures. You can see that there used to actually be a lanai out
there.
Yes. But then when I was talking to Patty, she goes, oh, that was the neighbor's lattice. We just had the panics out, and I was like, okay, good to know. That's good to know. But for now, we're just like trying to like block a little bit of it.
You know what they're gonna do then?
No idea. The parcel got broken up into three properties.
Okay.
And so they've all been sold, and a contractor bought the one right next to us. So I'm thinking that, who knows?
Plant the hedge now.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Behind our house, we've got a big monster house coming up. I keep looking at it like, oh my gosh. So, we'll see.
All the more reason why we're grateful that people want to stay able to have
these. Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Asbestos tile, going strong. That's right.
Just a little bit of asbestos.
Yeah, it's fine. Just don't lift it up and it'll be okay, right?
Don't play with it and break it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the floors are the same.
Nice idea. Yeah.
They used to reinforce it with asbestos.
Just don't breathe.
You gotta eat a lot of it.
Not really. You just have to have one bit settled in the right place in your life.
Is that it?
Oh. Yeah.
Now you tell me.
You've seen it all these years. Yeah.
It's the lead you have to eat. It's the lead you gotta eat a lot. They always try to be
and this little just let me. Dropping everything,
and
just changing it.
That was Dr. Joy. Yeah, he was grandpa. Yeah. And so when they were selling their team, everything else, yes, you know. Yeah, but just stay. Right? Thank you.
Okay, see you at the next one. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. Sounds good.
The next house, the driveway's on a little. So, just go up there. There's room for your car in there.
Can I just follow you, like we did last time?
Okay.
So that I,
I'm going to go this way.
Okay.
So,
hold on.
Hey, Mary, what's our ETA at the tenement?
Okay, so 12:10. I was going to text her when we're leaving the Snyder.
Okay, so we still have one more.
Yeah, 12:10, but we're a little bit behind.
Yeah, because it's 12:10 now.
The piano was, what? It was built for the piano to go right there.
Oh, my
God. There.
It's going to,
I didn't realize.
So it's going to, hold on. Yeah. Let me see what the ETA is. I'm trying to find out.
Yeah.
So, maybe 12:30.
We need to.
12:30. Is that the next one, or do we have, where's the other
one? We have
one
more. It's not too far.
It's right near
Yeah.
Because of the size.
Okay, so you think 12?
No,
way we're going to be there.
1:15.
It looks like we're behind a little bit because
I will.
Yeah, I don't think that one's available.
It looks like our running bond.
The master bedroom, it's just standard.
Yeah. It was like our running bond.
Like a window pane suit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's
good seeing you. I'll see you guys. Are you guys coming tomorrow?
Okay, we just finished up with the Choi residence and we're on to the Snyder residence. Okay, we are at the lift house, the Walter and Emma Snyder residence at 2466 Manoa Road.
This is awesome. 425 King Street.
Oh, okay, I have it on there. Okay.
Could I have you hold this? Cause
yeah, of course. I was wondering if you needed something.
Hi. I'm the owner, Christine Kurashigi. Hi, thank you for coming.
I'm Bill.
Hi.
Very nice to see you.
Oh, you just parked up the street?
Yeah. Oh, no, Don just parked up
the street. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Don, yes.
We parked here. Graham.
Hello.
You know Mary and
yes, Mary. Hello.
I'm Brianna.
Hi.
Hi.
You know Don.
Good morning. Maybe we just walk down the corner and you look at the house from the front.
Okay. Yes. All right. Please. And if you need anything, well, you know your way around.
Yeah. No, we'll come in here.
In the garage, that would be fine.
Okay, good.
Oh, I love those rain catchers. I love when it's just chain.
You have the phone.
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay. Yeah, you're good. Okay. You can talk.
So this is the Snyder residence. It was built in 1938. The architect was Alvin J. Schattinger. We've done several buildings by him in the past. This is the most modern one I've seen him ever do. Calling this Hawaiian modern style region. Double thick roof, the lava rock foundation, sort of deco stairway going up, corner windows, the sliding windows, horizontal pane, additional siding, broad lap. So, this house also is very much original. Originally, the Snyders came to Hawaii. Mr. Snyder was born in West Virginia. I don't know where Mrs. Snyder was born. They didn't say. But they came to Hawaii in 1923. And he worked for Peerless Roofing Company. And first he was a manager, and then he ended up owning the company. They built this house when they were in their 60s. In addition to the couple living here, they also had a niece lived here and the daughter of the niece. Mrs. Snyder dies in 1942, like 3 years after, 4 years after they built the house. And Mr. Snyder sold the house a month later and went back to the neighborhood. The Kavanaughs bought the house, and he worked, he was the manager of the paint company, and they lived in the house until 1956. At that time, Dr. Bought the house, and that's his daughter. She still owns the house, and it's very much intact. So maybe we can go inside. Let's go around to the garage. That way it's easier when we go out. First, I wasn't sure if this was added, but it wasn't. It's in the description when the house was built.
Security screen behind it. Hey, hi.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Husband, Barry.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
So,
how many places do you get to go to today?
Four, five, six.
Typical workload?
Yeah. We've been all around. We get everywhere.
All right, so this is the original lanai, which was enclosed. Sliding doors, opening up the lanai outward. You can see still Art Deco, modern. You have rounded corners, lava rock fireplace.
Well, was this doorway? Or you said it was enclosed.
Huh?
The doors look period correct.
You're saying it's original.
Yeah. Oh, they're original. I thought you said that it was enclosed.
No.
You said it was on the knot.
Okay, I missed it.
That's an enclosed.
Then you have a brick patio outside. They have put a roof over a small part there. Minor on the back.
You can unhook that door. We just keep it so it's not a little extra security.
I'm the guy that goes into his house and opens the door. Sorry. Good one, though.
Yeah, I love it how he got me.
This originally was servants' quarters behind the garage and as the vent. The doors, I don't think, are the original doors on servants' quarters, but close enough.
Similar.
Is it
vented? That's another house.
Mm-hmm. Just a nice fence.
Yeah, I don't think we registered that. This way is the living room.
Do you want me to pull the blinds open?
If you don't mind.
Oh, wow. It's a lot bigger.
It's original. I don't know. It's wolf maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's O'Heal.
No, it doesn't look like O'Heal.
So I'm pretty sure oak.
Golden oak.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You can see that.
Yep,
it's got that kind of
and the narrow widths on the.
And then, again, you have your rounded corner. Mm-hmm. This is the dining area. Corner window there.
Same floor under your roof there?
Yes. Oh, no, this is, there's like concrete or cement.
Large double hungs here where we double, and then sliders in the corner window. Mm. Swinging door for the kitchen.
Go ahead.
This island's been added, but the floor obviously new. But the cabinets,
I think, could very well be from
the
30s.
What a cute little island.
Mm-hmm.
It's so tiny.
And then you have your laundry room back here. Same kind of kitchen sliding door screen.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just screen, screen double doors that lead out to the patio. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
No, laundry.
Oh. Third closet back here. Oh.
It's like leaves.
Yeah.
No basement, you know?
No, it's posting pure and model rock.
Do you think this laminate countertop is original or replaced?
I don't know.
Looks like the laminate might have been replaced, but it looks like the same style.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's stainless steel, I think, is quite original.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we go back out to the living room. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, this little round arch bulge with accommodates cost.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of
the focal point in LA.
Yeah, it is. Have the original front door with its flooring. This one.
Closet
at
the time.
It is. Double mirror on it. Unfortunately, this knob's been replaced, but most of the knobs in the house are original.
Mm-hmm. I feel pretty funny with that. Our house is also 1938, and the closets are like
this
big.
Much of this looks original. It's got a
cabinet.
Yeah,
sure.
They
even have built-in soap, brush, built-in toilet holder. That's also original. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is another hall closet. This is also behind the bulge outside. And here you can see the deco doorknobs, mm-hmm. which should be throughout the rest of the house. Mm-hmm. Curved corners.
That's a later door, too.
You think?
On the one behind Mary.
Oh, yeah, that's a new door. Uh-huh. New door and knob there. Somebody must have done something. And then there's another bedroom down here. So I suspect the niece and her daughter live downstairs. That's my guess. This screen used to go out to the carport, but they boarded that over, but kept the screen. Bedrooms up here, all with that cove ceiling, canette, mm-hmm. original doors, sliding door again for the closet. Interesting, I thought. You can open this door to the bathroom, or you can go in this door to the bathroom. And I found it interesting. This is the only doorknob in the house that's different other than a modern one, but it looks period. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It broke and they couldn't find a replacement, or if they didn't have enough of this stuff.
Yeah,
one of the two.
Interesting.
But this bathroom still has its rounded corner. One double hung, one jalousy. New floors.
Phoenix, tray ceiling.
And then have closets over on this side to the sliding doors.
Almost like they had another family member they put up here.
I think this is where they live.
Uh-huh.
And I think downstairs is probably the niece and daughter.
Okay.
Or it could have been the other way around. The niece and daughter could have been up here and they had two rooms down.
It feels like a really big house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Windows are original, horizontal.
Yeah, they're all double hung.
Uh-huh.
Two panes, two
pants.
Over two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very handsome building. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I like this one. This is sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just another little closet space.
Oh, there's definitely one more.
I'm missing a drawer, it looks like.
I love their furniture in here.
Yeah. Again, pocket door here.
So this looks like an original feature of some sort, right?
It's not.
Furniture that fits
it
in.
It was your family's, yeah?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is the roundness everywhere else.
Yeah. No, we brought that. That wasn't there.
It's great family. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Lovely house here.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Am I good to stay?
Thank you.
Hi. I'm Franklin Fang.
Hi, Franklin.
Yes.
It's very good to meet
you.
Yeah.
My pleasure. This is my associate.
Fabio Cuda.
Robert.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Robert.
Yes.
These are three members of the review board.
They're the review board?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Bill Chapman,
nice to
Graham
see you.
Hart,
nice to meet you.
And Adrian Chu.
Uh-huh.
And then Brianna is part of our office.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
My son. Should be there. Do you want to see the building?
Yes.
Yeah?
Sure. Yes.
There's my son, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Okay.
Bill.
I'm a little late to the party. Excuse me. We just got here. I guess I'm Mark, and then...
Graham. Yeah, part of the review.
I'm Brianna with Shifty.
Brianna?
Yeah.
And Bill, I'm the review board. And Bill, review board.
Yeah.
Mary. Okay. And so you guys all hooked in with city or state?
State.
Okay. And then, are you contracted or you're on the review board? Got it. Okay. Excellent. I guess, what was the intention of today's meeting? Because he tried to explain it to me, but sometimes it gets lost in translation.
So according to the administrative rules that we have for the review board, there's a process for delisting.
Ah, I see, okay.
Which parallels the process for listing the property. So we have to be presented before the review board.
Got it.
So that's why we're going on the site visit.
Oh, okay, so you were the board that approved it.
Yes.
Why?
It wasn't our current board.
Yeah, this entity approved it. Years have passed.
Mm-hmm. Did they substantiate it?
Well, they came out, they based it on the nomination and the site visit.
Ah, okay, yeah. Okay. And it was nominated by a state party?
For the
individual?
Nominated by this review board, the Hawaii Historic Places Review Board.
Oh.
Excuse me. It was nominated by HART, the agency. The agency was overseeing a lot of other properties, and so this is one of the properties that it contracted to have nominated.
I see.
For the review.
Okay. So on the record, what is the due process for that? To get that approved, does it have to go through our mortgage lender, the owners?
So the process, according to the administrative rules, is to submit the nomination to our office, and then we vet it to make sure everything is administratively correct.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we schedule it with the review board.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's scheduled, the day prior to the review board, we typically have a site visit by the members.
Oh, okay.
The members take a look at it. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
And so, and then the next day,
mm-hmm.
Or a few days, close right after,
mm-hmm.
we have the actual review board meeting.
Oh, okay.
It's a public meeting.
Yes.
Anybody can attend.
Uh-huh.
And it's also available on Zoom.
Uh-huh.
And so at that meeting, whoever nominated the property will present the property, talk about it, and then the board votes as to whether the property will be listed or not.
Got it. Okay, so in that due process, does the owner ever get notified of it?
Yes. The owner, as part of the process, the owner is to be notified.
Before the hearing?
Yeah, prior to let them know that it's nominated.
Okay, via email, letter, or phone call?
Certified letter.
Certified mail?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know from your records if a certified letter was sent out?
We have a copy of the signed letter. We have a receipt. It's on our website, the information that we have. That's on the Historic Places Review Board website for this
board coming up. But we do have a copy of that little green thing that says LLC covered. But that's all we could find in terms of confirmation that it got sent out. So we have that. We have the letter from our division chief. And that's all we have.
Okay.
So you have, I have, so the owner is not aware of it being presented by somebody else without my permission.
I don't know. I don't know if you ever received that letter.
As I indicated in my letter, it was never authorized to be put on the, to be listed on the historic.
What you're saying is you weren't aware of the review okay. board's actions. You weren't aware of the nomination. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Until just
did you receive that certified mail?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Would have been a while back, right?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it could have been when he was in the hospital fighting his COVID or, you know, his other health issues that...
Okay,
that's good. I just wanted to get a little bit of background and the process. Yep. Awesome. Perfect, okay. Sounds good. Typically, to make a decision, how long does that take?
Well,
tomorrow's our meeting.
Okay. Good.
So Franklin knows about the meeting tomorrow.
Yes. He's gonna drive me. Actually, he's my chauffeur. Okay. Awesome.
Just to let everybody know, I've been paying my real estate taxes. I really think that every year, all these last 25 years, 30 years. Yeah, I'm this commercial and everything, right?
Good for you. We're architects and historians.
Yeah, we are. We're not the tax.
Yeah. Pardon me, these are my microphone.
Oh, okay.
I can't hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this board doesn't, we don't do taxes. That's not our business.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it ties in somehow, right? If it's a historical site.
You can get benefits from it being on the register.
Got it.
Yeah, you can get tax credits.
Yep.
Tax credits are very expensive. Very much more about this. Property owner can fill out taxes after they get listed. It's up to them.
Got
but
it.
It's not something that our office is other than offering coverage. Yeah, there's verifying that it's property listed.
What were you saying, Graham?
Nothing. The benefits, there's pros to being.
Historic. Can we rebuild? Can we raise it? Case-by-case basis, has there ever been a site that has been deemed historic and say a new developer wants to go ahead and raise the building and put up a 15-story building instead? You know, has that happened ever in the past?
Yeah.
It has. Okay.
It's the same process. They'll have to delist it.
Got it.
And then, you know, if they haven't paid their full property taxes, mm-hmm. right, rather than the kind of one that's
reduced historic listed property, reduced tax rate
reduced
for
tax
the historic listed
properties.
You can apply for the tax rate
yeah,
if you haven't applied for it.
Right.
You wouldn't
have
any obligation.
Repercussions, in other words, for delisting. It's got no teeth.
Okay, that sounds good.
If you're not planning
or a corporation that nominated?
It was Hart.
Hart.
Hart. Understanding.
It was Hart. Okay.
Hart was the lead getting in the room.
Connected with Hart somehow.
Hart was ordered to do. Hart was ordered to do so many nominations. They did the old train station as well.
Got
several
it.
Other properties.
So what a mitigation for a Hart, right? Or
part of the mitigation for building the thing.
Excellent. Okay, that's good information. Thank you so much.
That's unusual.
Yeah. Yes.
Like I said, most people are waiting for the letter so that they will get listed, and then they'll apply for the reduced taxes on a residential property. That's our typical model. This is unusual.
Got it. I guess, you know, do you have any other questions before we take them around? Was there any areas that you needed to get into specifically? Because I can help out with all of that.
Based it mostly on the configuration of it all and everything, and the case that was made in that. Do they have a copy of the nomination?
Yeah.
Do they have a copy of the nomination?
Yeah. Do you guys have a copy?
It is on our website.
Sorry?
The nomination.
I saw the listing of the
write-up.
Yes.
They did the firm that did it for Hart did a good job researching the history of the site.
So they're asking you if you have a copy of the actual nomination.
No.
Okay, thank you, Mary. I wanted me to come in here at least to at least to ask some questions and clear it up.
So the listing is on the merit, the historical interest of merit. That's what the case was made. So they are interesting historically. It doesn't mean that our program requires people to keep everything. That they made a case that this was an interesting aspect of the history of Honolulu's residential development. And that part seemed to be true. This is how Chinatown used to look, right, in the old days. This kind of housing.
Right, there's not much of it left for various reasons. But it is representative of something that's part of the history of the city. So that's, you know, in the nomination form, it explains what is it about it that conveys or, like, communicates that importance in the history, which would be, we often call character defining, you know, so what is the character of the building or structure or group of buildings that you see it and you say, oh, I understand how this is part of that history, right? And so those are the kinds of things that typically you're encouraged to maintain.
Right.
So you don't have to never change anything.
I see.
That's not, it's, it doesn't have to stay exactly as it is.
Okay.
But there are things about it that are important that we would want to try to sustain.
Right. For instance, like in this place here, that is an overhang eave.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's very
longer
typical.
Than normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. That's a typical,
thing.
Exactly.
The
that's a character defining
very
type of
interesting.
That's
you
the only thing.
You can't really get, you actually can't even get Douglas fir lengths like this anymore.
But ready to fall down.
Yeah, there's a reason there's not too many
things.
Of these slides. it's not easy to maintain. And I think that's one of the purposes behind the tax reduction, the tax credit, is that it's an understanding that it costs more to keep a historic or, you know, building maintained than So if you're paying less taxes, that helps to encourage, maybe you'll be able to spend more on fixing things.
I see the justification.
That's the justification, yes. Yeah. Okay. So that's the basic idea.
But I've been paying the taxes all along.
Yeah,
we
understand.
Full taxes. Lots of taxes.
Well, but you don't have to pay the full taxes if it's listed. You could.
You saw the bill that I
sent
in? You saw the bill I sent in?
No, I didn't. But you could pay less taxes.
$92,000 in 1 year.
Really? You can save a lot of money.
If it's on the register, it's $320.
Pardon me?
If it's on the register, it's $320.
Dollars.
Just filing? Just a filing?
No, that's the tax per year. Yeah, it's a very significant reduction.
Oh, that's right.
It might be different for this, but it might be in any case, it would be less.
No, this would have to be.
You probably need to look into the exact.
Is it multiple parcels too?
Is it? Yeah, so
this would have to be the
commercial. I don't know the number for that.
You begin with half, right?
Yeah, it's less, but I don't know exactly.
Yeah. Would it be possible to get that information of what that tax difference would look like, just for, so they understand what they might get as a benefit of keeping it? Versus delisting. Because I'd hate to own a place and then find out later, oh, I could have been saving all this tax, you know. Yeah. That could be, you know, that would be part of your, I'm sure you have many considerations, you know, but that would be a, if I was owner, I would own it. So, just thinking.
Two buildings that was more written about. This building and that building. That's the write up on that. That's the only two buildings. I guess it's primarily on this building.
What's that?
It's the write up was on this building. Maybe that building. It's all single wall construction.
Yeah.
And the wooden base, all termite agent, is ready to fall down.
Yeah.
So it's ready for demolition.
It's a safety issue.
If it stays on the historical list, what happens if it falls down?
Yeah.
Unhurt.
Then we'll visit it and say, yeah, it fell down. And then you can delist it then, you know.
That's too late.
Yeah.
Some tenants may have been hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a possible invasion that now we have to get the state of the system. I mean, this work property, we call that all the time.
It's your property.
You mean to let
him
know
it? It's your property.
Yes.
Do whatever you want with it.
I can knock it down.
They haven't taken advantage.
We like to encourage, if there's ways to save old buildings, that's, we like to encourage it, right? But we can't say you have to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
We would like
still
it.
America, unfortunately.
It would be nice. You know, and the tax credit, again, if you have a tax credit, it may make it more affordable to do repairs that are a little more difficult.
Yeah,
but
because I'm paying the full taxes.
Yeah, so you're not getting the benefits.
So you could file the form. Next year, that could be less.
It's got to be torn down in the next few years.
Frankly, as a property owner, you have rights as a property owner to do what you want to do to your property.
In spite of the listing.
Yeah, we don't, the state doesn't have that much control.
Okay.
It's just that we've given it a designation.
Yeah.
That says it's we consider it historic. The review board has considered it historic.
So if I want to tear it down tomorrow, I can do it?
Well, you have to get a demolition permit.
There are things, there are some other steps.
But if it burns down, it's different. No, I'm just joking.
We have steps in our office, the State Historic Preservation Division, because we review projects
properties that are listed.
Right.
So we go through that. But ultimately, you're the property owner, and you can do, you know, what you want.
I can take it down and put when you... Okay.
There's caveats. You have to go through process.
Yeah.
You have to apply for a demo permit to break it down.
Okay.
And you have to apply for a building permit to build it up.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So if they say no because it's historic, then you're out of luck.
So you can apply for a building permit to demolish. The DPP will say, oh, by the way, this property is listed. Get something from our office.
Okay.
To concur or not concur or comment. Get our comments.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And I've never known a property to be held up if they wanted to take one down.
That's good news, Bill. That's good news.
I think that's the key. But we're obviously...
So
we don't... We devote... We put time into this. We obviously want to encourage people to fix up and stuff like that. And, you know, there's like, I don't know if you've been up to Javi, there was that old wreck of a building there, and some owners thought, hey, I want to refix it up to look like it was when it was first built. I don't know if you've been there before. They took a whole range of wood buildings and fixed it up, and that turned out to be an attractive opportunity. This might not present that opportunity,
right?
But like Adrian was saying, it can be an advantage.
Yes, 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 yes. And so, Mary, the historical, I guess, standing of the property, what is that addressable to? Because there's multiple addresses here. So is it one address?
The owner.
Is
we
it
have one
the
address,
whole parcel?
The one that is listed is 435.
435.
425.
Yeah. 425. I think it's 425.
And
that's just
back
from the
front.
Well, actually.
Well, it'll show it. But it's not just the address. We look at the TMK. So the TMK is the one that verifies it.
Got
there should
it.
Be a boundary on
this
combination. And that boundary is the area.
Yes.
Applicable to. Usually it's a parcel. So there should be a boundary description and potentially should be attached as well.
Yeah, so there's a this TMK.
Okay.
So 07.
That's this whole property.
Yeah, yeah, this section.
I see. Okay.
There's no such thing in 425.
You didn't catch this. So listen and clear your nose for me real quickly so you can hear better. Thank you. What Bill was saying was basically it shouldn't be a problem if you want it to be delisted. Basically, and you know, that's the gist, right? So, you know, I guess you have to state your case, and the review board will go ahead and review it and see what they say. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just paperwork. Time, meetings.
I'm not sure if that's exactly what Bill said.
That's not exactly what he said.
He said, as a property owner, you have the right to demolish your property if you desire. And that's, I think that's the gist. To delist it, you go and we would go through it and we would discuss it and then the board would vote. And we've talked about the reasons why delisting could happen. So you can make your conclusions.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know,
one of your strongest
I'll never notify of being listed. I was never notified of that. Listing this property. I didn't know about the listing of the property until a few months ago.
That's
not
interesting.
Receiving notice is one of the major
items. I guess my wanting. I never wanted to be listed.
Yeah, again, it's unusual. Usually the owner is the one who initiates the listing process.
Yeah.
Almost always.
I see.
It's a whole
year. You have to have a house.
Okay. Only question I have.
Will you all be in the meeting tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, good, 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 good.
Excellent. I admit it is interesting to see how people used to develop property 100 years ago, yeah?
Take a picture.
Tell you the truth, that's often the mitigation for tearing down.
Right. Yeah.
To take pictures.
Yeah. Let's get a register to document it. Yes, yes, correct. This is actually Tong Fat.
I mean the masonry one.
You mean the last board?
No, way back in the day.
No, this one is not.
The big masonry one that says Tong Fat.
Mm-hmm, at the front of the building.
Okay, no.
It's on our facade.
Yeah. I thought that was just the
llama. No.
Maybe it's a different name. We'll drive by and see.
That Don did the research on that.
No, because he owns that one too.
Okay.
Your property too, right? Yeah.
It's 100 years old.
Wow.
We'll have another conversation.
Over 100.
That's the masonry building, right?
I think so.
I think in the front, the building says 1921.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it
22.
Masonry?
22? Oh, sorry.
The masonry's on there?
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, on the front of it. Yeah, there's the front side.
Oh, yeah. No, on the register. No, we don't know whether
it's. Oh, I don't know if it's registered.
Okay.
It's
not listed.
Yeah, we want to check that. I'm pretty sure it's not listed at all.
Got it.
It's a cute one,
though. I thought the owner wanted that listed one.
Well, this is the owner. You've been the owner for a long time, right? You've been owner for this property for how long?
40 years.
40 years.
40 years.
Oh. Did you request the Tong Fat portion of the masonry in the front to be listed as a historical?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, never.
So sometimes things are documented in like a color reconnaissance level survey, where it's just like going around and seeing like are these potentially historical? It's not listing.
No.
It's just like an inventory, which then they can come back. I could get a list. So most people see if they can get a list, but it's not the same assessment.
Provide that.
So like an inventory is just very initial documentation. So like downtown Hilo, there's the inventory for all the buildings that are over a certain age. But they're not listed.
Your board has a great. You guys go all over.
Well, we don't get to go on a site visit there. I would love to do an island site visit. Yeah, sign me up. You know,
too bad.
I love
you. Yeah.
But yeah, so there's all these kind of different ways of trying to document.
Yeah,
we want to try to preserve that history.
I mean, all of them
done
that.
State, the cities, the When possible, it's going to be a lot of termites. Maybe not the best opportunity for that.
Sure.
It's basically all a system of incentives.
Any other questions? No. Do you need to get into any of the buildings or access any points?
We're okay.
I don't think it's that.
No?
The board members are fine.
Okay. Very nice to meet you, Mary. Thank you for answering those questions.
No problem.
Yes.
Franklin, that's my email.
If you
have any more questions,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.